The city of Bloomington's urban forester, Lee Huss, says trees have always been important to the city and its residents, and a recent survey of public trees conducted by Davie Resource Group shows that over the past 25 years, the city has increased the number and diversity of its street trees. But local climate activists have asked the city to green up even more. But as Huss tells WFHB's Sarah Vaughn, the city's efforts to increase public trees are constrained by space and by cost. We bring you that conversation in today's Community Report.
During the September 20th climate strike, strikers, part of their demand was to ask the city to increase the urban trees by 60%, and that a portion of those be food-bearing trees. Have you identified places, has the Parks Department and the city identified places where you could plant more trees, and where would they go?
That's a big onion to unravel, first of all. We've looked at our tree canopy at roughly 38%, and Davie Tree has identified, with all the man-made structures that we have, the greatest percentage that Bloomington could seek to gain is like 61% tree canopy.
Help me understand, 61% of what? Of the total square miles of the city?
Correct.
Okay.
Of the total area. Maximum capacity is 61%.
And if you're at 38%...
You're looking at plantable spaces, impervious surfaces, then you the existing canopy, you have open water.
If the most possible coverage is 61% and the city's at 38%, then 60% increase wouldn't be possible, but 23% would.
Correct. There's nothing wrong with planting trees. Trees are the answer, as we like to say. But what there also has to be is a cost to maintain these trees also, to make sure that they live. And that's kind of, as a forester, we tend to say, okay, I can always get money to plant trees. It's maintaining them is the hard part. I only have one water truck and only one water truck driver. So that's why you try to each year do that same amount. Would you like to do more? Yes. But one of the things that Davie has in its report, that looking at our tree canopy, if we were to say, oh, since we're at 38%, a good goal would be, let's do a 2% canopy increase. So a 2% canopy increase basically means 10,841 trees. At a cost, though, of $4,777,000 roughly. So there's a cost involved here just to do a 2%. So when I hear that people want to do a much larger tree percentage, the economics and numbers to do that are quite staggering.
The climate strikers demand about increasing the urban trees, specifically that a portion of that 60% go to food-bearing trees. So can you talk about how easy or difficult it is to grow fruit and nut trees in public spaces? And also, is there a place in the city that would be appropriate to grow fruit and nut trees?
Well, that kind of harpens back to about the 10 years ago when the community orchard was established. And that was kind of the offset. We were starting to get some of that groundswell of people wanting to know more about why the city doesn't do much in the way of fruit trees. Fruit trees tend to be a very high maintenance project as far as tree growing. They typically, for fruit production, it needs pruned at least once a year. And to get a fruit crop organically requires a lot of maintenance. So that's why we then partnered with the community orchard to be used as a proving grounds where people can come and learn this and perhaps then grow this on their own private property, not so much the city doing that. We've taken a little bit different approach on nuts trees. Typically, they don't make good street trees just because of the fruit litter coming down on vehicles. But what we have done is looked at the introduction of these trees in some of our natural areas where not a lot of human activity occurs underneath it, so we don't have to worry about the fruit litter. So we've been upping that. And then we just did another conjunction with a project with the community orchard down at the Winslow Sports Complex, where we gave them an area and they planted a bunch of nut trees.
Do fruit and nut trees need more water than the non-fruit-bearing trees that we see around town, like river birches and maples?
We typically get, most of the time, ample moisture. But you're right, certain times of year when you're trying to get a lush fruit, you do have to irrigate it.
How long before fruit trees and nut trees bear fruit?
Fruit trees can, almost bear within 2 to 3 years. Nut trees, I would say 5 to 7.
You touched on something that was in the back of my mind. If you're growing fruit for the public to eat, you want it to be organic, and that probably ups the cost of pesticides. What kind of pesticides you use, you want them to be natural. That's an increased expense, I would imagine, over growing non-fruit-bearing trees. And then there's, too, the issue of who's going to clean up the rotten fruit that falls in the public space, on the sidewalk, on cars. Am I right?
Correct. Yeah, you pretty well hit upon it. We would much rather partner, again, like we have with the community orchard. If people are interested in growing fruit, I mean, we love it, but a lot of this is going to have to be done on private property.
According to community events specialist Sarah Mullen, the city will be offering a landscaping class October 9th that will include how to plant and care for fruit trees. The Davey Group's report on the city's urban canopy is available at bloomington.in.gov. And you can also find the city's 5-year tree plan and a tree care manual at the city's website.